Hustleberg. This podcast is all about small business here in St. Petersburg, Florida. How the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg. And I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build a digital marketing strategy that gets results. At Beyond Your Side Hustle, we'll help you craft an awesome strategy to stand out from the competition and build a community that supports your business today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle into the business they're dreaming of. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record them for you. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you could rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on an upcoming Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast question to submit it. Don't worry, that'll be in the show notes. In this episode, I interviewed Jerrianne Russell from Cross Keys Designs in St. Pete Beach. You may remember her from the St. Pete Open for Business chats, where she talked about how moving more into virtual interior design helped her stay open for business in the midst of the COVID-19 safer at home orders. Now, on to the episode. Enjoy.
So, Jerry, why interior design and decoration?
Well, I've always had a love of houses, particularly old houses, really old houses. And we moved around quite a bit, and every time we moved, I either refreshed, rebuilt, remodeled, renovated our houses, and it worked out great. I mean, I got a lot of experience. And then, maybe 3 or 4 houses ago, my husband suggested, you know what? Every time you do this, we never lose any money on the houses. Why don't you go to design school? I had never even thought about it, not even crossed my mind. So I did. And at that time, I lived in Connecticut and went to Fairfield University. They had a design program there. I did a couple years of that. I started working as a design assistant for an interior designer in the area. And before I had ever even finished school, design school, I had my first client.
That's awesome.
So I was off and running after that.
So you went to design school. Did you think that added to the experience? Was there something great that you were able to take away? Or was it just kind of giving you the educational foundation for what you already knew?
Well, I think it's really important that you have some sort of a background of learning, in that scale and proportion are extremely important in space planning and architecture and just anything you do in a house. Space planning is one of my loves. I just love to take a room and put it together using furniture that actually fits. So, you know, when you go into a big furniture store and they have these huge rooms of furniture and they're all set up in a different vignette, and sometimes people will just go ahead and say, I want the whole thing. I want my house to look just like that. But they've misjudged the size and the proportions of those pieces of furniture. So when they get them home, they're like, oh, dear God, what is going on here? So that really got me kind of interested. And then, of course, there's color theory and drafting. You learn how to draft. And all of that was very instrumental in my being able to be successful in this business.
So it's a lot more than just going to Rooms To Go and saying, I want this.
It's a lot more than that. And it's once or twice people will do that. And then they figure out that maybe they just need a professional. So that's why I have job security.
Sure. Now, you mentioned getting your design education. Here in Florida, is there any certification required for what you do?
There is not certification if you want to do residential, but if you are going to do commercial, yes, there is. So I'm not exactly sure because I don't do commercial or any kind of industry type work like that. All of mine is residential.
Now, who is the ideal client for you? Who's looking for you out there? When they need interior design, who is that?
I would say my ideal client is probably a professional couple. They traveled, they're educated, they know what they want, but they don't know how to get it. And that's where I come in because I can show them all of those things that they like and show them how to put it together and how to make it a home that they really want to spend time in.
Now, when we spoke before on St. Pete Open for Business, we talked about the virtual interior design. What are you doing right now to build your business to make sure that you have a full calendar of customers, not just in the pandemic era, but going forward as we reopen?
Well, I have done a little bit of advertising in some of the local magazines, but for the most part, my clients come from word of mouth, references, and friends' referrals, things like that. I don't really do a lot of advertising because I've found that sometimes it just doesn't work. Those slick magazines, they just don't work. And you just really have to get your name out there and hustle. See what
oh,
I did
for
there?
Sure. So, I love it. So when you're looking at your business right now, it's at a certain level. Where is it that you want to take it? And what are you doing to get it to that point?
Well, believe it or not, since the pandemic, since COVID, I have been busier than ever. And I think it's just because, like I said in our last interview, people are looking around their walls, their rooms, and they can't stand it. So I probably get two leads a day on either online or people calling, or they found me on Google. They found me on GoDaddy. I mean, just all kinds of things. I during the holidays or say Mother's Day or Christmas, I do encourage people to buy gift certificates. Usually men will buy a gift certificate for their wife. And then occasionally you get the wife that will, you know, buy one for her husband for an office refresh or maybe the man cave, although man cave thing gets pretty personal. So I don't usually, you know, it's a tricky thing there. So
understood. Now, as a solopreneur, you do a lot of work in your business. How much would you say that you're working on your business and growing it and not having to deal with the day to day, but what you're doing to make it bigger?
I don't know, honestly, if I want to get much bigger. As long as I can keep the volume of what I'm doing, I think I will be fine. I'm a one-man band here. You know, I do have people that I can call for assistance, but I kind of like it this way, especially right now with whatever's going on. I don't want to be huge. I don't need to be in a magazine. I don't need to be the next Martha Stewart, but I just want to keep it going. Just keep it going.
Now, is there anything that you're reading or watching or listening to that's helping you through your entrepreneurial journey?
Well, I do go to all of the, not all of them. I go to the markets that show the new furniture and styles and designs. There is a big one held twice every year in High Point. Unfortunately, the one in April was canceled. The last one I went to was last year in Las Vegas. At that point, you take a lot of seminars, you look at all of the new things coming out, and if you have a particular client in mind, it gives you a chance to really source that particular product for them. And I stay on top with taking extra classes online as far as rendering programs or learning more about universal design. So there's always something going on. There's always something to learn to stay current.
It's all about that continuing education. It feels like that's an industry in of itself.
You know, it really is, because I learn something every day, and the day that I don't, then they'll just have to take that measuring tape away from me. But, I mean, it is every day you're learning, and every day, I mean, especially with the kitchen and bath industry, there is new inventions, new innovations, especially for the disabled. And it's just, I mean, it's mind-blowing the amount of information that's out there.
Now, earlier you mentioned having moved down or having gone to school in Connecticut. Is that where you're from originally?
No, it's a long journey, but we started, my husband and I were high school sweethearts, so we started in St. Louis, moved to Texas. We had several job transfers, and I think at this point we're on our 18th house.
Oh, wow.
Which I am pretty sure will be our last house, but we've moved, and I would say my love of old houses probably started when I was very young, because a family would take a Sunday drive and I'd see an old house and I'd say, oh man, I wish I had that house. And finally, when I got to Connecticut, we had three of them, three century homes, and I had my chance to really build on that.
Oh, there's a lot of history in the New England area. We used to live in Boston, so I totally understand what you mean about having those historic homes to look at and to kind of see how you would utilize the space and the things that you would do to make them either restore them to how they were or make them a little bit more modern.
Right. My husband's actually working on this HGTV thing where it's called Scrape It or Save It. So he thinks that, not every house needs to be saved. And I agree with that. But it's sort of like how a couple comes together to decide whether this house with old bones and character, if they're going to be able to save it, or if it's just in the cards to scrape it off and just call it a day and rebuild something new. So he's convinced that we've got a TV show there.
I like it. It kind of reminds me of Good Bones, the mother-daughter team in Indianapolis.
Yes, yes.
They restore houses.
I know. I like that show.
Now, when you aren't busy working with clients here, we have so many awesome things to do in St. Pete. What are some of your favorite things to do in and around Pinellas County?
Well, if I'm going downtown, downtown St. Pete, I love going to the museums. We love just strolling up and down Beach Drive and popping in and, having coffee or whatever. Great restaurants down there, awesome restaurants. And because I'm out here on St. Pete Beach, we take advantage a lot of the little beach hangouts and popping across the street to the Bon Air and having a burger is a lot of fun. I hope we can get back to that soon. And then just we have a boat, so we take the boat out and bop around. There's always something to do.
So you're really enjoying being on the water, it seems.
I am. And it's a wonderful thing to wake up every morning and see it.
Absolutely. So as things start to reopen, we're going to start seeing things like home shows and conventions and the like start happening again. Do you have anything on your calendar here in 2020 or the beginning of 2021 that you'd like to have listeners to be sure they put on their calendar so they can meet you?
Well, I'm other than the home shows that I have planned to go to again in High Point, I would say just keep up with my Facebook page where I'm always showing something new and different and innovative, and new things that are out, fabrics, my finished products, my projects in progress. I would say that that's an Instagram. That's probably the best way to follow me.
All right. Well, let's share with people how they can follow you. Go ahead and give us the your website and all of the places that they can find you online via social media.
Okay. My website is crosskeysdesigns.com. I'm at jerry@crosskeysdesigns.com, my email. My home office is 727-346-8299. And it's facebook.com/crosskeysdesigns.
Awesome. And you want to go ahead and give that Instagram as well?
And it's Instagram crosslore/keyslore/designs.
Terrific. Jerry, I really appreciate you joining us today and sharing with Hustleberg how it is that you're doing business. And for anybody who didn't get all of the places where you can find Jerry, don't worry. They are going to be in the show notes. I'd like to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Brett, for having me.
Oh, glad to.
You did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, I have a free guide to help you get started marketing your business online, aptly named our Getting Started Guide, available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/get-the-guide. See how to begin with the first three things you should be doing for your business online. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner here in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast-guest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, his latest work, a mixtape called Quentin Quarantino, about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, with all new music will be released. And I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.